Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. How you doing out there? Thank you so much for your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. We're just excited about being with you today and hope that you'll stay with us for a few minutes. Hey, we're not going to be very long today. We're going to get right to it. The topic tonight is nothing but praise, nothing but praise. But before we get there, I want to let you know that we've got some powerful stuff happening in the Metro Atlanta area, specifically in Fayetteville, Georgia. We got the 2018 Fruit of the Spirit hosted by Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Come on now. Yeah, coming up. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So we've got the Fruit of the Spirit coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And for more details, you need to give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, so I can send you the details of that information. But we're going to be kicking it off on April the 27th and 28th, ladies and gentlemen, 2018. The Friday night will kick off at 7 p.m. and then Saturday morning session at 9 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. And then we have a 12 noon session and then a 3 o'clock concert. Hey, the location, I tell you all, got to get excited about this 2018 Fruit of the Spirit Conference coming up this weekend. I love it. And the theme of the conference, shutting down the past and declaring the future. Isn't that wonderful? I love it. So this is in the Metro Atlanta area, April 27th through 28th, ladies and gentlemen, coming up this weekend. And we're going to be at the This Is It Corporate Headquarters Conference Center at 105 McIntosh Crossing in Fayetteville, Georgia. Again, give me a call, 404-401-0233. This is 105 McIntosh Crossing in Fayetteville, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, kicking off this Friday. Let's get a Lord a hand cup of praise for the 2018 Fruit of the Spirit Conference. Coming up. I love it. Hallelujah. Yeah, so we thank God for Bishop John and Dr. Bruce Crenshaw and hosting this event. It's going to be powerful, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to basically say, do not miss it, okay? And we thank God for our leadership, too, Bishop John, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, who oversee the network with us. Thank you so much, Bishop, Dr. Crenshaw, for supporting us and being a part of this as well. Amen. Guys, we're going to get right to it. Tonight's topic and word of encouragement is nothing but praise, and we just want to give you a few minutes of glory to the Lord. We want you to be lifted up and excited about what God is doing in your life. You got to understand that God is in control of everything. He's not surprised by anything that's going on the world or in the universe for that matter, because he owns all of that, and he's way bigger than everything, ladies and gentlemen. Everything comes from God. The Word of God tells us that as well. So tonight, to God be the glory. We want you to stay encouraged, be encouraged, but you got to, stay in the Word. That's the bottom line. You got to stay in the Word, got to stay around people who know the Word and encourage you in the Word. So today, we just want to take a few minutes where we're here to lift you up in the Lord and to share power of the living Word, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ and King, Yeshua God. Ladies and gentlemen, he died for your sins, and all you have to do is just believe in him. So let's get a glory to the Lord, to our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we love you, and we give you praise to the network. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. I love it. Hey, you're going to hear more about the Fruit of the Spirit Conference coming up from our leadership a little later on. We're going to get right to it. I want to give them enough time to promote this weekend and say whatever on their heart as well. Tonight as well. Hey, let's have a quick word of praise, prayer. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for another awesome day. Thank you for the network. Thank you for the technology. Thank you for every ear that is on live right now around the globe and those who will be listening later on, Father God. The bottom line, may you be glorified and may they be blessed, Father God, as only you can do, Father God. You know their heart. You know their mind. You know their soul needs, Father God. So we just ask you to touch them even right now, even before they even listen to the broadcast, Father God, that they be touched in a way that they need, Father God. So much going on the planet. We pray for those who've lost loved ones, Father God. We pray for marriages. We pray for our young people. We pray for our babies. We pray for the educators, Father God. We pray for our ministers, all those who preach and teach the Word of God. We pray for women and men, Father God. We pray for marriages, Father God. We pray for single men and women, Father God. We pray for our teenagers, Father God, that you protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for our neighborhoods. We thank you for our neighbors and families and members and children, Father God, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God, and some have great-great-grandchildren. So we thank you for the seed, Father God, that you put into our families as well, in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Hallelujah. I love it. Woo-hoo. Praise God. Hey, let's get right to it, guys. Hey, the topic tonight is nothing but praise. And I'm just going to read some wonderful scriptures here that hope to encourage your heart. You know, we just want you to be encouraged in the things of God, as only He can do it. And as you know, encouragement comes from the Word only. And as you may know, even the world has stolen some stuff from the Word. We thought it was what they call positive thinking and positive motivation. But most of that, if not all of it, comes from the Word of God in some form. And they just reworded it. But we're excited about that. So nothing but praise. Hey, our first scripture tonight, nothing but praise. And this is an exciting topic, one of our best topics ever, I'm sure, for all of us listening. Is that a Psalms 34 and 2. And it says, with all my heart. Come on now, y'all get excited about that. With all my heart. Come on, let's give a God a praise before I even finish the sentence here. Come on. With all my heart, I will praise the Lord. Let all who are helpless listen and be glad. Isn't that wonderful? That's encouraging right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you just say that when you're down a little bit, when you just think, you know, things are just so much going on that you don't know what to do. With all my heart, I will praise the Lord and let all who are helpless listen and be glad. Amen. Hey, 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, as we encourage you tonight in nothing but praise for the Lord, but ye are a chosen generation. Come on now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that you are chosen a generation. You are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And I know some of y'all know you're peculiar already, right? Y'all know that. Y'all know you're peculiar. We see you every day. That ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness. Now, see, right there, let's just go on and praise him again. He called us. We didn't find him. We didn't accept the Lord. He called us out of darkness, ladies and gentlemen, into his marvelous light. Woo! Hey, man, I tell you. Doggy, what a good word tonight. Nothing but praise. I'm about to listen to this myself again. Lord, hallelujah. Let's continue. Psalms 69 and 30 says, I will praise the Lord God with a song and with a thankful heart. So whatever it takes, guys, whatever you get your song, get your praise on, it don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be no songstress or singer. You just sing unto the Lord from your heart and get your praise on. So stay encouraged. I don't care where you're at. You could be in a grocery store. You could be at work. You could be in a meeting. You don't necessarily have to hum it or anything, but it's in your head. You're just praising God with a song and a thankful heart. And believe me, you will be encouraged wherever you're at that time. Hey, Psalm 71 and 23 says, you have rescued me. I will celebrate and shout, singing praises to you with all my heart. Man, we just cannot give enough praise to God on that one. Wow. Isn't that powerful? Hey. Crazy. Hey, Psalms 148:1-4 says, praise ye the Lord. Y'all know this one. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise him and all the angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise ye sun and moon. Praise him, ye all stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters and above the heavens. That's Psalms 148:1-4. Isn't that wonderful? Psalms 149:6 says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Now that's in, I'm going to say in our mouths, right? Let the high praises of God be in our mouths tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let the high praises of God be be in our mouth, even right now, whatever you need, with a two-edged sword in their hand. Let you know the battle's not ours, right? But it is the Lord's. So put on that armor, but let the praises of God be in your mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand. Isn't that powerful? I love that. And Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. You hear that? Continually. It didn't say take a break. It didn't say take a fast from phrases. Now, obviously, there's a time and place for everything. We understand that. But we're talking about in your heart, right? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's Hebrews 13:5. And again, I can't give enough praise tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Get excited about that. Nothing but praise tonight in the Encouraging Word Global Network. Your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn, for those joining us around the globe. We're just excited. The goal tonight is just to keep you encouraged, keep you excited about what God is doing. Hey, Ephesians 15:19 says, speak. Now, this is very important because we don't do enough of this, right? Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make a music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God for the Father for everything. Come on now, for everything. I don't care if your little toe is been healed. You need to thank God for that, you know, whatever. If you're walking, talking, your hands are moving, you need to thank him for everything. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, speak to one another in psalms. And that's where the world stole that, you know, speak to one another in a positive manner, right? But God says speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music to your heart to the Lord. Isn't that powerful? That's Ephesians 15:19. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight as we talk about nothing but praise to you, O Lord. Psalms 113 talks about, I think I read that one already. Again, let me read that one again. Yes, it's 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye all the servants of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above all heavens. Isn't that powerful like that? As a matter of fact, we've got to stop and give him a praise again. Y'all better praise him tonight. There's nothing to praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, Psalms 111:1-4 says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of them, all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Isn't that wonderful? And really, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to tell you to take time to enjoy your life, enjoy the beauty of this planet, ladies and gentlemen. And we're talking about because of God, he made it for under his wonderful works to be remembered. Because when you look at stuff, I was looking at a flower last week and smelled that flower. And I said, man, God made this flower and it smells good and it is so beautiful. But God did all that. He did the stem. He did the flower. He did the roots. He did the soil. He knew. I mean, it's amazing when you think about the glory of God. Matter of fact, let's just give him a praise for all of that. I mean, he created everything and it made it all in harmony within itself. Isn't that powerful? Y'all give him a praise for that right there. Nothing but praise. Hey. Now you can get excited just thinking about the goodness of God. Hey, the last scripture, ladies and gentlemen, I want to turn this over to our leadership tonight and give Pastor enough time to talk about the event and whatever's on our heart tonight. And we're just excited about what God is doing. Hey, the last scripture, Psalms 34:1-3. I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, this is great. I will bless the Lord. Come on now. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's Psalm 34:1-3. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we just read you some scriptures on nothing but praise. There's so many more scriptures, of course, we just don't have the time. And we just wanted to really encourage you tonight for a few minutes because, you know, everybody's busy. I'm busy. Everybody's busy. But we got so much going on that we got to do and keep moving forward. So we're just excited about God's word. But nothing but praise, ladies and gentlemen. When you just praise God, believe me, things will begin to happen. When you praise God, we had a broadcast last night and a lady called in for prayer, and we just began the host began to just pray and thank God for her deliverance. And she was crying, but then her crying turned into laughter. Oh man, we just thank God for that. It just turned into laughter, and the peace of God came over her and gave her what she needed over the airways. Isn't that powerful? That's the power of praise. You just praise Him. He already knows. As you know, He already knows what's going on. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited here on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Nothing but praise is our topic. And at this time now, we want to turn this portion of the service over to our leadership. We thank Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw for joining us. They're so busy, too, as well, but we thank them for always coming on. But at this time, we're going to turn this part of the network to our own Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw. Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Elder Kevin, for that. Those scriptures on praise, and we all know, everybody that's listening, this is praise is one of the things that we know the enemy hates for any of us to do. We actually took Satan's place. You know, he's the number one worshiper in heaven. He decided in his mind that he was going to exalt himself above God, and the Lord kicked him out of heaven. And we must understand that the enemy hates praise because our praise has literally taken his place. So the Bible tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. So if you want yokes to be destroyed, if you want God to really begin to do some things in your life, particularly when you're going through and you're challenged by things that are going on in your life, we must learn simply how to praise him. That scripture said it so well, so very well, that we should praise him how all times, at all times. In everything, give the Lord thanks, for this is the will of God in our lives, is that in everything, not necessarily that we're happy and excited about everything that happens to us, but in the midst of all of that, I'm going to learn how to give God praise, because I know that's what the enemy hates. He hates us to praise God. He hates that we have taken his place of worship. He hates that we've taken his place of praise. So tonight, I encourage you, in spite of whatever you're going through, know that your praise will get you through. I'll say that again. Whatever you're going through, know that your praise unto the Heavenly Father will get you through it. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, for everybody that's listening tonight, I encourage you, if you're anywhere near Fairfield, Georgia, which is about 18 miles out of the city of Atlanta, if you would join us for the Father of the Spirit conference that we've done now for over about 10 years, and this year we have it hosting it here right here in Atlanta metro area in Fayetteville, Georgia, at the This Is It Conference Event Center, which is at 105 McIntosh Crossing, right there in Fayetteville off of 316 behind Brewster's Ice Cream. We encourage you to come out and be with us. We have some awesome speakers that's going to be speaking. Our theme is shutting down the past and declaring your future. Many times we got to think about that. We got to understand that what's happened in our past, God has already forgotten it. We don't need to keep bringing it back up. We need to make up in our minds we're going to shut it down, because God has great things in store for you in your future. So our speakers on Friday night is Pastor Wanda Kimball from right here in the Atlanta metro area, Bishop Roger Kirksey out of Mobile, Alabama on Friday night. And then on Saturday morning, we have a men's session with Pastor Joseph B. Washington, Man Called Unlocked. Any brothers that are out there, you don't want to miss this. It's an awesome man of God that will be able to speak into your life, really unlock some things inside of men of God. And at 9 o'clock a.m., we have a women's session as well, private session for our women's. The moment I realize we have a panel of women with awesome testimonies that will overcome some challenges in their lives. We have people coming from South Florida, Central Florida, Alabama area, right here in the Georgia area that's going to be here with us during this particular session. That's going to be facilitated by Prophetess Angela Kirksey. We're looking for mighty move of God. And at 12 noon is our luncheon with Apostle Thomas Wesley Weeks out of Wilmington, Delaware. You don't want to miss this man of God. He's a man of wisdom. He's known for being a strong administrator in the kingdom, powerful man of God. You don't want to miss that. Now, conference is free. There is no registration. I'll say that again, absolutely no registration. But our luncheon for Saturday noon is $30. So certainly if you would like to have more information about that at the conclusion, Elder Kevin is going to give you his phone number. You can reach out to him if you'd like to be a part of that luncheon. But we invite you to come out on Friday night, this Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for the men's and the women's session, 12 noon luncheon. And, of course, at 3 p.m., we're just so excited about, opening up a platform for those who are striving to do kingdom work and allow them to share their talents. So at 3 o'clock p.m., we'll have the Shutting It Down concert. It's going to be featuring my own son, Mike Crenshaw, and Kent Osborne, along with Keila Richardson out of the Pensacola, Florida area. It's going to be absolutely awesome. We're going to have a Sounds of Royalty band is going to be there, some other young people. Just going to have a climax in there with an awesome time in the Lord. So it's always, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? There's always a why and a purpose behind what we do. The vision and the purpose for the Fruit of the Spirit Conference is always to create an atmosphere where we can be able to support, empower, and inspire others to be able to fulfill their purpose and their destiny. It is to give them a platform. It is be able to, plant seeds into their lives, that we will be able to, the offerings and the things that are given is going toward helping individuals be able to pursue their destiny. We have a ministry called Leading Ladies in the Workplace, and the event that we had back in March, we're able to bless a young lady that's going to be getting free publishing for her upcoming book. So these type of gatherings is not just something to just get together just to say we got together and we had good church. Kingdom is beyond the church walls. Kingdom is when we get and we have been empowered, and we can go forth in the earth and tell the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that good news is, if you're searching for the kingdom, if you're looking for the kingdom, he said, you know what? The kingdom of God is within you. I encourage you tonight, what's on the inside of you that can bless this nation, can bless your city, can bless the community? What is it on the inside of you? What is that gift, that talent that God has put on the inside of you, that maybe you're sitting down on it, but the kingdom is waiting for you to birth what God has put on the inside of you. That new song, sing unto me a new song, a new praise, sing unto me heavenly song. That book that somebody is waiting to be blessed, that tells your life story, that can bless somebody else's life. What is it on the inside of you that God has given to you in your spirit, that you can release into the earth, so that you can reveal kingdom unto the people of God? That is beyond just coming to church. That is beyond just having a good time. Everybody that's listening to me tonight, you have purpose on your life. And you're not going to be happy until you fulfill that divine purpose. I don't care what it is. If there's a burning on the inside, you may sit on the pew. You may go to church. You may do whatever. But if you're not fulfilling what your divine purpose is, we will be churching all day long and yet be miserable. Find out what your purpose is. Discover your destiny and begin to rise up and allow the kingdom that is within you to begin to bless the earth. And not only that, empower and inspire somebody else to move into their divine purpose. So this is what it's all about. This is our mission. This is our vision. This is you, those that are listening, to birth the greatness that's already on the inside of you. I say it again, to birth the greatness that's already on the inside of you. So I encourage you again to join us, please, this weekend, this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. and Saturday at 9 a.m., 12 noon luncheon, and 3 p.m. climaxing with a concert. God bless you, and may the peace and the blessings of God rest upon all of you that are listening tonight. Back over to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that information is the This Is It corporate headquarters, the conference center where our event's going to be held April 27th and 28th at 105 McIntosh Crossing, Fayetteville, Georgia. And once again, give me a call for details. Be glad to email, get that flyer information to you at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Call me, leave a message, and or text me, and we'll make sure you get that information on the 2018, ladies and gentlemen, Fruit of the Spirit Conference coming up, shutting it down the past, declaring the future. Wow, that's powerful. What a powerful thing there. God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop Dr. Crenshaw, for your leadership. Wonderful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hey, we're right on time tonight. We didn't want to keep you too long, but we're excited about nothing but praise. We're excited about the Fruit of the Spirit Conference. Without a doubt, lives will be changed, and we want you to be there to be a part of that. We want to encourage you to bring your young people, bring your teenagers, bring your, you know, your mom and dad, bring sisters and brothers, and, of course, nephews and nieces and cousins. Just bring everybody that needs a blessing from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because the 2000 Fruit of the Spirit is going to be definitely a showstopper for the enemy. We're going to shut them down. We're going to shut the enemy down and release the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw and all the leadership that's going to be there. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a roll here. Hey, I want to leave you with this. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. Let's give the Lord one more hand clap of praise, and we'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you. Bless y'all. Y'all take care. Everybody have a good rest of the evening, and enjoy the rest of the week as well. God bless you now. We'll see you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah.